Hi guys. Good evening. Happy weekend sa inyong lahat. Sa happy weekend, no? Happy weekend. And 'yun, no.
Hi guys.
'Yun. 'Yun, no. So, bati naman kayo diyan. So, kung nandiyan kayo, kung napapanood niyo na 'tong video na 'to, please do comment, no, diyan sa section, diyan sa comment section, no, kung nasan man kayo, kung saan lugar kayo, para at least mabati ko kayo, no. And while we're waiting for others to come in, no, so this is episode 2. So yung first episode natin, ang topic natin ngayon is noon is about the secrets of the millionaire mind, and this episode 2 naman is about it's about the importance, no, and knowing your network. Okay, so sabi ni Alexei Marie from Parañaque, yan, kamusta, no. So last week yung episode natin, no, medyo madaming maganda yung feedback niya. Yan, Miss Lorna from Batangas, si Richard nandiyan, si Ma'am Cecil nandiyan, no. So si Ma'am Nemi, yan, excited din ako. So hopefully, no, every week magawa natin to para mag-brainstorm tayo, at the same time ma-share ko sa inyo yung ano ba learnings, no, kung ano ba yung topic na gusto niyo. Kung may suggestions din kayo, i-message niyo ako or i-comment niyo diyan kung ano yung mga topic na gusto niyo, no, i-discuss natin for the succeeding shows, no. And hi po, good evening, Ma'am Hazer, si Ruth, no, nandiyan si Ma'am Christine, si Lorna. Yan, okay, so yan, so ganda ng broadcast kayo. ganun ba? Pero wala naman akong binago. Pareho lang. So, wow, meron tayong from Doha, Qatar, no? Si Maria Luisa. Sir Charles, may link po ba kayo ng episode 1? Hindi ko kasi napanood. Dito sa ano ko, sa page ko, no? Merong ano diyan, merong videos, tapos dun may playlist diyan, no, ng Money Wise Show, para makita mo yung episode 1 natin. Okay? Yeah. So, si Ligaya from Alabang, si Lucci from Marikina, si Ron from Laguna, si Miss Pat from Hong Kong, si, yan, dami. Okay, so, yan, how to watch last episode, again, ma'am, dito sa page ko, no? So, sa mga hindi pa nakaka-like ng page ko, please do like my page para makita niyo yung, para ma-notify kayo in case na meron tayong show, no, meron tayong mga video and may educational materials tayong i-share. So please do like my page, and of course share nyo rin to, no, itong show natin before we start, formally start, no. Please do share this video para ano, marami ring matuto, kasi importante talaga yung topic natin ngayon is about network. Actually, dun dapat mag-start, no, when you do your own financial plan, when you plan for your budget, no, when you plan for your finances, you must know talaga your network, your financial standing, kumbaga, no. So ini-discuss natin, so please do share this video, no, just one favor from you, or mag-heart sign kay diyan, mag-heart sign, no, para at least na makita ko na nandiyan kayo, no, maramdaman ko na nandiyan kayo. Okay, hello, good evening. So, and also, no, sa ano, sa dulo, pamimigay ko itong libron to. This is a signed copy of Sir Rex. So last Wednesday we attended yung book launch niya, private invitation yon. So in-invite kami ni Sir Rex Mendoza. Okay, so firing in all cylinders. Now this is a new book. Now, it's worth, you can buy this on National Bookstore around 395 or 400 pesos. No, but for now it's free, no? So free siya. So, pamimigay natin mamaya, papa-raffle natin, may pa-konte. So, make sure na mag-stay tuned kayo until the end, no? And may signature pa yan, no? So, may signature pa yan. Okay, pap, isi-ship ko sa inyo to. Okay? So, share ko lang. Ayan, so, yan. So, make sure na share nyo din, no? So, share ko rin sa wall ko. Okay? Yan. Okay, so ano bang topic natin ngayon? Okay, so it's about the importance, no, of network. Okay? Yan. Yan, hello, hello sa inyo. So make sure share niyo tong video na to. So one criteria para manalo nito is you have to give a heart sign there. At saka i-share nyo yung video na to para mas marami pa tayong ma-bless, marami pa tayong matulungan. Okay? Before we formally start. Okay, so yan. Okay? So, ang topic natin ngayon is about network. So, ano ba yung network? Before we start, no, ano ba pagkakaintindi nyo pag narinig nyo yung sinabing network? No? So, can you comment dyan? No? Gusto ko makita yung insights nyo pag narinig nyo yung salitang network, no? Or yung, kumbaga, equity. No? Actually, that's another term for network is equity. No? So, kaso masyadong formal yung equity kasi is more of the sa mga corporations, sa mga companies, no? But pag network ba, ano ba yung naririnig nyo? No? Ano ba yung, kumbaga, ano ba yung pumapasok sa isipan nyo when you say network? Okay? So, please answer your questions there. So, I want to be interactive, no? Gusto kong makita. Yan. So, sabi ni Alexi, ang network daw is sweldo, profit ng business, assets, investments, and properties. Okay? So, yan yung sagot ni Alexi. So, mamaya, i-define ko talaga kung anong network. So sabi naman ni Charles, how much money has, kung ano, kung magkanong pera meron ka. Okay? So sabi ni Patrick Wong, no? So, your network will determine your network. Tama naman po yan, no? So, from Dubai po yan. Okay? So sabi ni Charles, how much money a person has. Okay, so can you give more? Sabi ni Nemi naman, in my own understanding daw, network is the total earnings or save money after all expenses. Okay, so ito yung kay Nemi, no? Sabi niya, network is total earnings, lahat ng income mo, or save money, lahat ng pera mo, then ima-minus may expenses. Yun daw yung network. So sabi ni Miss Lorna, kabuang halaga ng meron ako. Yun, tama rin yun, no? Network, no? So mamaya, i-define natin kung ano talaga yung network, okay? So sabi ni Michelle, sa Nico, total assets less total liabilities. Yes, yun. So, yan yung network talaga, okay? Yan, sabi ni Ronel yun. So, sabi naman ni Lucci, all your cash and properties. Okay? So, yun. So, ano ba yung network? But bakit, ano, bakit isa to sa mga, wala nang masyado nang didiscuss na ito, di ba? Marami nang didiscuss about business, about motivation, about savings, ganyan, about stock market. Pero ano ba yung essence, kumbaga, bakit gusto kong i-discuss agad to, no, yung network? Actually, no, if you want to be successful, no, in your business, in your investments, in your insurance, lahat ng mga savings mo, in your financial life, no, in your financial life, you have to know how to compute for your network. Kasi yun po ang basehan, no? Yun po ang basehan. Kung talagang nagiging successful ka or if you're on the right track, no? Kung nag-grow ba yung money mo o yung ano mo, wealth mo, no? Yun po talaga. In financial world, no? It's your network. Okay? So, yun talaga. So, you have to compute, no? Ako, as an accountant, no, kami ang ginagawa namin nun, we do compute for the balance sheet, no? Nung mga companies, no? Yung mga financial statements, ganyan, no? So, inu-compute namin yan. Ang nangyayari kasi nun, no? So, this, kala nung mga tao kasi, itong mga balance sheet, itong network is sa mga corporations na or sa mga companies. Pero, dapat po, sa atin din, personally, no? Our personal finance, no, our own financial standing, dapat alam po natin yan. Kasi yun talaga yung basehan if nagiging okay ba yung financial status natin or yung financial standing natin. Okay? So basically, yan. So basically, net worth is what you own. No? Lahat ng assets mo, lahat ng meron ka, no, which has monetary value minus what you owe. So ima-minus mo doon lahat, no, nung may utang. Lahat ng utang mo. Okay? So, again, it's the total value of everything you own. So, mamaya magbibigay tayong example, no? Including your house, cars, investments, cash, savings, stocks, mutual funds, cash surrender value na insurance mo, no? minus your all of your liabilities, housing loan, personal loans, credit card loans, no? So again, total assets minus total liabilities, no? So yun yung net worth mo. Okay? So ano ba yun? Actually, in business term, tinatawag din yan na balance sheet, no? Yung pagpano, balance sheet kasi is total assets minus total liabilities equals your equity or your net worth. Okay? So pareho lang yung equity and net worth. So basically, no, balance sheet tawag dyan. So ano ba ang purpose ng balance sheet? So balance sheet, no, computing for your balance sheet, no, para makuha mo yung net worth mo is to show you your financial standing or your financial position. Okay? So iba kanina, may sumagot kanina, no, is income. Sabi niya income daw minus expenses in net worth. Actually, income statement po 'yon or your profit and loss account or statement, no. So dalawa yung to compute for your net worth. Kailangan ang kumpitin mo, hindi yung income. It's your assets and liabilities. So that's balance sheet, no? So if you want, so balance sheet, yung income statement po, yun yung income minus all your expenses. Usually monthly kinukumpit yan. All your income minus your expenses. That's your income statement or your profit and loss statement. So again, the balance sheet, no, which shows your net worth, no, or your equity, shows you the financial position, kung ano yung position mo ngayon, no? And income statement, no, or your profit and loss statement, yung income mo, monthly yung kinikita mo sa trabaho mo, lahat ng sideline mo, income statement mo, shows your financial performance. So again, ha, balance sheet, that shows your equity, shows your financial standing, and income statement, no, nung pinapakita lahat ng income mo dyan, lahat ng expenses mo, shows your financial performance. So basically, dapat meron ka nun, no? So dapat, sa sarili mo, nagkukumpit ka ng financial standing mo. Actually, kahit yung balance sheet mo, kahit i-update mo lang yearly or yung equity mo, tignan mo lang siya yearly, yun ang ginagawa ko, okay na yun eh. So yung mas lagi mo lang ina-adjust lagi kasi, no, from time to time, mas often na ina-adjust mo is yung income statement mo. Okay? So basically, yun yun, no? So tama si Alexi. Income statement shows your financial performance. So ito nakikita mo na kumita ba yung business ko. At the end of the day kasi, di ba ang business mo, pag kinumpit mo rin, no? Same with your personal financial life, no? Pag kinumpit mo yung business mo, yes, tignan mo kumikita. Pero at the end of the day, meron bang napupundar na assets? Doon papasok yung balance sheet or your net worth. Okay? Yan. So basically, your net worth is not just the things that you have, no? Hindi lang ito yung nagpapakita ng ano yung meron ka, no? So kahit maraming kang bahay, kahit marami kang kotse, kahit marami kang investments, no? Kahit marami kang assets, savings ganyan, no? Pero kung marami ka namang utang, mortgages, no? Kung marami kang kotse, pero lahat yun utang naman. Marami kang bahay, pero majority utang din. No? Marami kang investments, pero inutang mo din. No? At the end of the day, no? Kahit marami kang asset, marami kang utang, ang liit-liit ng net worth mo, wala pa din. Okay? So siguro, di ba, na babalitaan nyo yung mga richest men in the world, no? Sila Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, 'di ba? Sa Pilipinas naman sila Henry C, sila Senator Manny Villar, 'di ba? So, ang basehan kung gaano ka yaman talaga, it's not your income. Okay? It's your net worth. So, kinukumpute yung yaman ng mga 'yon, sila Jeff Bezos, yung Forbes, 'di ba? Yung Forbes list of billionaires. Ang basehan nila is the net worth. It's not the income. Okay? So, that's why it's very important to know your net worth. Kasi yun talaga yung basehan. When you want to start, no, siguro ngayon gusto mo na mag-start and talagang gusto mo talaga mag-take charge ng financial life mo. No? So, you have to know. Ano ba yung current status mo? Ano ba yung net worth mo ngayon? Ganun po ka-importante yun. Okay? So, again, kahit gano'ng kalaki yung income mo, doesn't follow or doesn't mean na malaki rin yung net worth mo. Iba yung income, iba yung sa net worth. Okay? So, yes, nakakatulong yung malaking income, pero kung ang dami namang, kung ang dami mo namang gastos, wala din yun. Okay? So, wala ka na pupunta sa net worth. So, ang goal talaga, if you want to increase your net worth, no, you should have high income, low expenses, para malaki yung net income mo. Yung net income na to, ito yung napupunta sa net worth mo. Okay? So, your net worth is not your income. No? So, sabi nung iba, pag malaki income, malaki net worth, no? Again, it doesn't follow. Okay? So, again, tingnan nyo yung Forbes list, di ba? Ang dami doon. Ang dami doon na basehan talaga nila is net worth. So, ngayon, discuss natin. How can you compute? Okay ba? Kung may mga papel kayo dyan, papakita ko sa inyo paano mag-compute, no? Kung paano nyo kukumpitin yung net worth nyo. Okay? So, after nun, after natin mag-compute, no? Madali lang naman po to. After natin mag-compute yung net worth nyo or yung financial standing nyo. So, huwag nyo itatype ha kung magkano. Huwag nyo itatype sa comment section. Confidential yan, sa inyo lang yan. Okay? So, after the computation na gagawin natin, papakita at the end, after nun, is the importance. No, ano ba yung use? Ba't kinukompute mo yung ba't mo kinukompute yung net worth? No? Ba't natin kinukompute? Okay? So, share ko lang sa inyo yung screen ko. No? Yan. So, basically, no, yan, cash. So, una, is to compute for your assets, okay? Okay. So, lahat ng assets, ilista muna natin. Okay? So, ano ba usually, sa common na Pilipino, ano ba yun nandyan? Usually, no? Nakikita niya naman? Kita niya naman, no? So, yan. Yan naman. So, usually, dito, di ba, kung meron kang cash, lista mo. Okay, for example, you have 10,000. Okay? Second law. So, lahat ng assets mo, ilista mo. Okay? If you have receivables, no? So, receivables. Lista mo kung magkano rin dyan, no? Kunyari, may utang sa'yo, no? So, ang arrangement natin ng assets, usually, no, mauuna yung mga liquid. Ano ibig sabihin ng mga liquid? Ito yung mga mas malapit sa cash. Ito yung mga pwedeng igastosin agad, no? So, unahin natin yung cash, receivables, no? Kasi receivables pwede mong makolekta agad 'yan, no? So, and usually, yan, third, no? If you have let's say insurance, no, na cash value ng insurance, hindi yung benefit na cash value ng insurance. So paano mo malalaman yon? What if gusto mo na i-terminate yung insurance mo? Magkano yung cash value or cash surrender value ng insurance na yon? Okay, so ilista mo yan. Okay, fourth, nandyan yung investments. Okay, so lahat stocks, mutual fund, no? Stocks, lagay mo dyan. So lahat ng investments mo, may bonds ka, dyan mo ilagay. Tapos syempre, yung bahay mo, di ba? Yung house nyo, kung sa'yo nakapangalan yan, these are all your assets. Okay, so dapat market value. No? Lahat ng ilalagay natin sa balance sheet natin or sa asset section natin is the current market value or fair value na tinatawag. So, ibig sabihin niyan, lahat, kung i-convert mo siya sa cash ngayon, ano yung value niya? So, ibig sabihin, kung binili mo dati, last 10 years yung bahay mo ng 1 million, ngayon siguro tumaas na yung value niyan. So, yun yung current value. So, estimate mo lang, no? Estimate mo or pwede mong pa-appraise yan para malaman mo kung magkano yung value ng house mo. So, nandyan yung car, Diba? Depreciated value. Again, lahat ng kotse, no, wala akong nakitang kotse. Siguro yung mga vintage car, pwede pa na tumataas yung value. Pero most of the cars, diba? Pag tinanggal mo yan sa, pag kinuha mo na yan sa kasa o dun sa store, no, sa car shop, no, pag kinuha mo na yan, brand new car, usually 20% a year yung nade-depreciate na value. So actually, kotse talaga, it's not a good investment. So dapat ang lalagay mo na value ng kotse dito is the depreciated value. Kung ibibenta mo siya ngayon, magkano? It's not the same price nung binili mo siya. Okay? Yan. So yan, ilista mo lahat yan. Lahat nung assets mo. Okay? So tapos, itotal mo yan lahat dito. Okay, total mo yan. Dapat may makuha kang value dito. Okay? So for example, no, for example lang, tinotal natin lahat, kunyari ang total assets natin is 1 million. Okay? For example. Yan. Then, pagtapos ka na dyan, so, ano yun natin, ha? Separate natin. Okay. Dito naman is all your liabilities. Okay? So, ano yan? Lahat ng utang mo. No? Ano? Yung mga personal loans. Credit card. Credit card, no? Lahat ng credit card loans mo. Yung personal loans mo, kung pwede yan sa bank, di ba? Or pwede sa mga SSS, GSIS, no? Pag-ibig, baka may utang ka, dapat yan, ilista mo lahat. Lahat ng utang mo, o yung mga personal na loans mo rin sa mga kamag-anak mo, sa kaibigan mo, ilista mo lahat yan. So, nandiyan yun, yung mga mortgages, no? Baka, yung usually car, no, and home. So yan. So for example, tinotal natin lahat yan. Sabihin natin ang utang natin is around 600,000 for example. Okay? No. So mangyari now to compute for your net worth. Diba sabi natin kanina, what you own minus what you owe. No, what you own minus what you owe. So assets minus liabilities. So 1 million minus 600,000, okay? Your net worth, no, for this example is 400,000. Okay? Sorry ah, pangit sulat. Okay. Yan. So basically, this is your net worth. So your asset minus your liabilities. So ito yung net worth mo. Okay? Yan. Yan. So, may questions ba kayo? Una doon, no? Kung na-compute mo na yung nag-try mo na ba, nilista mo, no? May questions ba kayo doon? Yan. Okay? So, again, list your all your assets from cash, savings, checking accounts, lahat ng ari-arian mo. No, yung jewelry mo, yan, may value yan, 'di ba? Pag binenta mo yan as cash, yung retirement account mo, no, your investments, kung may kotse ka, dapat yung current value, ha, ililista mo diyan yung current value. So anong ibig sabihin ng current or fair value? Kung pag binenta mo siya ngayon, how much mo siya mako-convert sa cash? Okay? So jewelry, if you have painting na mamahalin, collector items, no? Pwede mong ilista yan as assets. Okay? So, again, tapos, ilista mo din ulit yung mga liabilities mo. Okay? So, ano ba yung mga liabilities? Credit cards, personal loans, student loans, if you have, no, mortgages, car loans, medical bills. Okay? Ngayon, subtract mo lang lahat ng assets mo and I hope na positive yan, ha? I hope na positive net worth kayo, no? Yung o baka mamaya mas malaki pa yung utang, no? Malaki pa yung utang natin, negative net worth. Okay? So basically, that's how you compute, no, for your net worth. So, nakakasunod ba? Nandiyan ba kayo? Kaya nyo comment, no? Kung may mga questions kayo, kung baka may question kayo kung asset ba to or liability ba to, para masagot natin dyan sa comment section. Okay, so sabi ni Ligaya, please display again. Need to screenshot, no? Okay, so di-display ko ulit. But again, you can always go back to this recording, no? So sige, display natin ulit. Yan. And so if I flash ko ulit, again, your assets, lista mo lahat yan with corresponding value, no? Receivables, cash value, investments, house, car, or any ano cash value na insurance mo kung meron, no? So these are your assets minus your liabilities, personal credit card, mortgages, car, no? So ngayon, pag nakuha mo yung total what you own, your assets minus your total liabilities or total what you owe, and then yun yung net worth mo, no? Yun yung equity mo. Okay, actually if you're a government employee, kinukumpute to, eh, no? Yung mga, 'di ba? Siguro nabalitaan niyo yung SALIN, no? So yung mga yung mga public of officials, no? Yung mga public, yung mga nag-work sa public, sa mga government, no? They usually have this every year, no? So dapat tayo rin, no? Kahit di tayo nag-work sa public, kasi ito yung determination talaga, eh, no? Ito yung magde-determine if you're growing your wealth, no? Kamusta yung financial standing mo. Ito talaga. Okay? Which, and so nice, mga pala liabilities ko. Okay, so. Okay, so. Yan. So, basically yun, no? Kasi, kailangan natin malaman, no? Yung, ano bang, before we want to invest, before we want to have a business, extra income, before we want to venture into anything, no? Na, before wanting, no? To grow our wealth, to grow our income, we must first know the importance of and magkano talaga yung net worth natin. Okay? So let's now go back to the discussion, no? Ano bang kahalagahan, bakit natin, ano pang gamit ng net worth, no? Ba't kailangan natin siyang aralin? Okay? So first is, it tracks your financial progress. So that's number one, no? I'll give you 12 reasons, no? 12 reasons why you need to know your net worth. Okay, so kanina tinuro ko sa inyo kung paano nyo malaman, and I hope na-compute nyo na, no? Or kahit pa paano, meron akong idea kung magkano yung net worth nyo. And ito yung gamit niya. Ito yung reasons ba't kailangan mong i-track yan. So ako, ginagawa ko every year, at the end of the year, no? Ngayon, matatapos na naman yung taon, December, no? I usually track my net worth. So my goal, no? My goal is, yes, di ba? Ang initial goal natin, we want to increase our income. But again, at the end of the day, no, kahit gano'ng kalaki yung income mo, kung ang dami mo naman ng gastos, hindi rin lalaki yung net worth mo o mababawasan pa yung net worth mo. Okay? So, ganun. So, the sole performance talaga, the sole indicator kung talagang lumalaki yung yaman mo is your net worth. Okay? So, ganun ka-importante. Kasi yung iba, talaga tinuturo, income lang, no? So, don't be deceived, no, na, di ba? Same thing, no, na kahit ang daming assets, ang daming coaching pinapakita sa'yo, ang daming cellphone or gadgets na pinapakita sa'yo, it doesn't mean naman na mayaman yung tao, di ba? Eh, paano pag puro utang din yun? No? Maniwala ka na talagang mayaman yung tao kung pinakita niya sa'yo yung net worth niya. Okay? Kasi yun talaga yung basehan. No? Even the Forbes nga, sabi ko sa inyo, di ba? Sila yung basehan nila ng ranking ng richest men in the world, no? At Pilipinas, net worth din. So, show me your net worth, not your assets, no? Kasi yung assets na yan, it could be from mortgages, it could be from loans, no? Which is, hindi naman, kumbaga, talagang hindi mo naman pagmamayari, di ba? So, net worth talaga yung basehan of your financial standing. Okay? So, again, I'll give you 12 reasons why you need to know your net worth. First is where you are right now financially. So it gives you, kumbaga, it gives you a picture, no? Kung nasan ka ba ngayon. Okay, it tracks your financial progress then from time to time. Okay? So, kumbaga, if you want a net worth of 5 million or 3 million, no? It shows you, kumbaga, dapat it shows you, no, na talagang marami, malayo pa, or ito na lang kailangan ko na network, no, para ito yung goal ko. Okay? So, again, the first reason is it shows you where you are now, right now. So, it shows you, no, kung ano yung financial standing mo. And it tracks your progress, financial progress. Okay? So, hindi wag masyadong mag-focus. Kumbaga, oh, yes, again, income is important. But the end of the day, you must compute for your network kung talagang nag-i-increase ba yung kayamanan mo, your financial or your wealth, no? It's your network. Okay? Second reason, your network shows what needs to be fixed. No? Pag nakita mo yung network mo na ang dami mong palang utang, di ba? Pag kinumpit mo yung assets mo, yung liabilities mo, ang dami mong utang. Okay? Or masyado kang, ang dami mong savings, no? Wala kang masyadong investments. So, it shows you what needs to be fixed. No? So, pag kinumpit mo yung network mo, makikita mo doon, no? Ano ba yung mga dapat kong gawin? Okay? Ano ba yung mga dapat kong i-adjust to have an effective financial strategy? So, it shows you what needs to be fixed. Okay? Third, your net worth shows how far you need to go. Okay? So, papakita niya sa inyo. Kanyari, yun nga, sabi ko nga kanina sa inyo, kung 3 million yung goal ko, or your retirement fund ko is 10 million or 100 million yung kailangan ko na retirement fund, gano'n pa kalayo, no, yung retirement fund na kailangan kong puin or yung kailangan kong pag-investan pa. Okay? So, again, number one reason, it shows you your financial position, no? Where you are right now. Second, it shows you what needs to be fixed in your financial life, no? Third, kasi baka mamaya papakita nga sa inyo yung sobrang dami nyo utang, no? Negative na pala yung net worth nyo. Okay? So, papakita sa inyo yan ng net worth. Third is net worth shows you how far you need to go. Again, if you have a goal, it gives you, no, kumbaga, ito pa yung kailangan mo para ma-hit mo yung retirement fund mo at para ma-hit mo yung wealth na gusto mo. Okay? Fourth, of course, feedback for budgeting, no? So it gives you feedback sa budgeting. Baka ang dami mong masyadong yung current liabilities mo, yung mga personal loans mo, credit card loans mo, ang laki masyado. Baka baka may problema ka sa budgeting. Okay? So it gives you feedback for budgeting. Okay, fifth, of course, it gives you feedback for investing. So again, sabi ko nga kanina, baka mamaya pag tinista mo yung mga assets mo, ang daming masyadong malaki sa cash, no? Marami kang savings. Dapat i-diversify mo yan, or dapat mag-invest ka din. Okay? Or baka mamaya sobrang lahat naman puro sa stocks. No, pag nilista mo lahat ng assets mo, ang dami masyado sa stocks, no? So it gives you feedback, no, on your investing method. So dapat i-allocate mo siya from time to time. Okay? And one of which na tinuturo natin, no, sa if you know your ascending life, no, my company, we teach ano, no, yung mga asset allocation ganyan. So how can you kumbaga grow your wealth, no, through asset allocation when you mix different types of investment as asset class. No, pag ganun, kailangan mo kumpitin yung network mo. So, yun nga. Fifth is feedback for investing. Six, no, feedbacks on loans and payables. No, again, baka sobrang dami na nung utang mo. Okay? So, it gives you feedback. Tignan mo kung ano ba yung composition ng mga payables mo. Seventh is feedback for protection. No, so, again,